Hi, church family. This is Kirby Benish, the campus leader of our church in Colby. It's great to be able to have the opportunity to go through another prayer today with you guys. And today we get the great privilege to talk more about our witness. And there is a couple of different ways in which we could go with this, but the path that I'm kind of thinking and feeling led to talk to you guys about is, how are other people viewing us? And more so specifically, how are other people seeing how we're going through the things that we have to in our lives? And so, are our words and our actions lining up with what Scripture says? Or are the things that we're doing and saying, are they good examples of what a follower of Christ should be? Because this is very much what Jesus talks about in saying that you will know a tree by its fruit. And so other people will know whether or not we're followers of Christ and how we live and how we act and how we talk. And it's such an important thing for each of us to remember that our witness has power, that once we have accepted Jesus Christ into our hearts, we acknowledge and see what he has done for us. And so in turn, out of honor and love, we live our lives for him as the Lord of our lives. And so it's absolutely crucial for us to be mindful that we are no longer living for ourselves, that we in turn are living for our Heavenly Father. And so we need to make sure that we are great examples and advocates for him, for every person that's around to see us and the things that we go through. So the verse that really comes to my mind here, we can find in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. It says, in the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. And you know, this verse just speaks so great for itself, but I think it's also important to not just let people see our good deeds that they may praise our Father in heaven, but it's so much of our witness can be when we have to go through the tragedies, go through the hardships of life, and are we still continually turning to God in those things? Are we allowing the peace of God to flow through us in those tough times? Are we allowing God's strength to give us everything that we need in order to endure and persevere through those things? Because as we continue to turn to God in those difficult moments in our lives, our witness and our faith expands and grows to levels that we may not even have thought they were. And then in turn, it allows us to reach people that we may not even thought that we had reached. And so there's so many great things that God does through those things as we abide in him and remain in him and continue to rely on him in all that we do. So my encouragement to each of you guys today is just remember that your witness has power, that the things that you do and say reach people in ways that we don't even understand and can fully comprehend. But everything works in God's perfect timing according to his perfect will. The main thing we need to do is remain obedient to him and live a life that honors and glorifies him. Will you please pray with me? Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for this time and the power that you give us to live a life that is worthy of you, Lord. But in order to do that, we have to rely on you. That is not something that we can do on our own strength, Father, that we need you and the power of the Holy Spirit that is just living inside of us. And so God, may we turn to you no matter what circumstance that we're going through. Maybe we're going through some great things, or maybe we're struggling with some of the hardest times of our lives. Regardless of where we're at, Father God, may each and every one of us turn to you and allow you to strengthen us, to uplift us, to encourage us, and give us everything that we need to be the shining examples for you. So that way, when people see us, they ultimately see you, so that we can become more like you and less like ourselves. We thank you, Jesus, and we surrender this all to you in Jesus' name. Amen.